Welcome back to the Sunday Roll-Up, where we pack up the week's market news and roll it into one tight, actionable analysis. I'm your host, Johnny Dankseed, and this is your weekly market outlook for the week of October 6th. Before we dive in, just a reminder that access to our vibrant Discord community can be found at dankseed.tech and is always free to join. Now let's get into the tape. The past week gave us plenty of action to digest. The ES found some resistance around the 67.50 level after Monday's gap higher, while the NQ continued to show relative strength, buoyed by tech despite some choppy sessions. The Russell, on the other hand, it's doing the usual rusty thing and doing its own thing. The driver behind the divergence, we saw some sector rotation out of financials and industrials after that weaker than expected manufacturing data, while big tech found bids despite higher yields. Speaking of yields, the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note climbed to around 4.14% on Monday, extending gains from the prior session as investors evaluated the economic fallout from the ongoing government shutdown after lawmakers once again failed to reach a funding deal. The closure has suspended key federal operations and delayed major economic data releases, including September's jobs report, originally scheduled for Friday. On the policy front, recent data reinforced expectations for Federal Reserve rate cuts, with the markets nearly fully pricing in a quarter point cut this month and another in December. Traders now await fresh commentary from central bank officials this week for further direction, including remarks from Fed Governor Steven Moran on Wednesday and Chairman Jerome Powell on Thursday. Now let's roll into what matters for the coming week. We've got a holiday shortened week for Asian markets. They have a lot of holidays, but we do have plenty of action here at home. Monday brings us the Swiss unemployment rate and Eurozone retail sales, but the real action starts Tuesday with US trade balance data. Wednesday then gives us German industrial production, important for the European growth narrative, followed by the main event, FOMC meeting minutes in the afternoon. Now, here's how I'm approaching these Fed minutes. I'm not looking for any information per se, but rather confirmation of pacing that we've heard from recent speeches. Any nuance on their balance sheet runoff plans could move markets. I'll be tracking price closely to monitor institutional reaction as these minutes drop. It's perfect for gauging whether the market's interpretation is truly hawkish or dovish. Thursday continues with German trade balance and U.S. initial jobless claims, but the real fireworks come Friday with the U.S. non-farm payrolls report. Consensus forecasts point to 52,000 new jobs, slightly above September's 22,000, but notably below all of this year's gains. But remember, it's the wage growth component that could really move yields and, by extension, our future markets. Remember, all of these reportings and all of this data is also going to be hanging in the balance with the government shutdown as well. Whether they resolve it or not, then that's when we'll start getting data flowing once again. Now let's talk about key levels. For ES, we're currently, it at least feels like we're range bound. Somewhere in the 67.50 areas where I'd consider quote unquote support, and 67.80, 67.82 area is what I'd consider the upper range of resistance currently. Of course, you know, we can always paint a better picture when we add our actual levels. That, again, these are all, you know, provided in the Discord, and these are levels at least as of Friday. So if you notice, we did have a reaction here off the GEX negative level. Currently, it opened into this session higher. And if you notice, we're right there on the upper bound. And now looking at NQ, kind of the same story. I initially had my support down around here, 24.993. And then the upper bound I had around 25.137 to about 140. This was holding at least true once we got up into this range. If you notice, we've had multiple ups and downs. But if you participated in the opening session today, you'll probably be very happy if you went long and you got rewarded off this dealer negative level that, again, all of these levels are provided free in the Discord. So if you notice, there was a support here and a dealer negative level right when the session opened, and we wait all the way up to the GEX negative level up here. I'd actually take a little bit of a guess here saying that we're probably going to trade around this level at least until open. And to look at what I'm expecting going forward, let me go ahead and open up SPX. And once again, I focus on SPX a lot because there's a lot of money tied up there, at least during regular trading hours, 0DT or otherwise. This is where a large amount of the money is being traded, so that's why I like to focus on it myself. Just going based off, and again, this is Friday's close information. If this is why we were kind of pegged or pinned around this middle level here, because if you notice where upper range and lower range were, and this GEX negative was kind of keeping things at least somewhat towards the closer middle, if you will. I myself did take a pretty good long, again, based off information that, is going on in the Discord. We do have a trading room where, people throw their ideas out at least live. We call it the trading floor because we want it to operate similar to a trading floor, right? So just to give you a little bit of an idea, I actually took a pretty decent long, at least on my end. I think it's a decent long. I want to show you guys. And this is roughly where I grabbed the long because if you notice, we were kind of getting some defense showing up. This is one of our indicators that we use. And we were under range, or at least what the range was at that point in time for SPX. And if you notice, well, I like using this GIF a lot of Gomez from the Addams Family because it feels like knife catching quite a bit. After that, if you actually look into it, we netted some pretty good moves up, back up into range. So initially, my move was only to get back up into the lower range, but then I let it ride until we hit this area, which is, I obviously try to let people know when I'm out of my trade and whatnot. My target was actually a little bit higher. I'm working on an indicator, another one that I'm going to be releasing soon. And if you notice, this was my initial target, which was 67.99. I paper handed at, I think it was like 67.95. But again, I'm not going to get into the very nitty gritty of things. Like, I'm just happy that it panned out. And once again, all these levels, all this information, they're available. We have this type of format, which is a chart, and then we also have this type of format, which gives you actual raw levels. I'm working on, updating it so that we can get levels for basically, hopefully it'll be SPX, SPY, ES, and then it'll be NDX, QQQ, and NQ, and hopefully down the road, RTY, RUT, and IWM. And then after that, I'll probably start getting into like the Mag 7-8 type of scope of things. But I don't want to keep going on about this. So moving on in the next segment here. While it's a lighter week for major earnings, we do have a few bellwethers that could give us clues about the health of specific sectors. Tuning to earnings, we have PepsiCo, which is to me a major bellwether, and the other one would be Delta Airlines. Pepsi will give us a crucial read on consumer staples spending and inflation pressures. Delta, on the other hand, is a fantastic barometer for consumer travel demand and the health of services economy. Obviously, I'll be watching those very close. And then we have throwing into that mix Thursday, we have Levi Strauss after the close. Another key name in a consumer discretionary, obviously, like very important of retail. I guess you could say sentiment. For a read on industrial and tech infrastructure space, keep an eye on AZZ Inc., AEHR Test Systems, which previously was obviously one of the bigger winners in our Discord a couple years ago. And those report Monday after the close. AEHR, in particular, is a name that I like to watch for insights into semiconductor capital, mostly equipment demand, and things of that nature. Obviously, we're not at the big earnings just yet. That'll most likely be a little bit going into the next week, right? Now I want to move into basically what would be a question and answer segment, like an AMA kind of segment that I'm working on. I have one that's like pretty important, pretty big, And it's basically asking, how do you play FOMC minutes? How do you play FOMC? How do you play any of these huge volatile events? I'm going to bring up the Discord one more time, just because previously in the trading floor, we or I pinned a strategy that I think is very helpful. It's not my own. I'm not going to tell you here and lie to you and tell you it's my own. Never. This is from Bootsy. Very important trader on FinTwit for those of you obviously that already follow him. This is how to trade, most of the Fed, right? You initially get one move and then usually something else happens. It might reverse or it might continue. But the way to generally kind of play it is wait for the first 50 minutes after release to see what the where the market establishes like a new range. The initial move is often driven by algorithms parsing like keywords, but the real institutional flow comes in after they've had time to properly analyze the text, and that's when you get sustainable moves. I, as always, will be providing, zero DTE and range information throughout the day. I'm usually trading those days. I like volatile days myself. Separate from that, that's the only question I did have about from one of the community members. So I'm going to move into the next segment, which this is just a little thing I wanted to point out. Goldman CEO David Solomon, right? And what he thinks is he thinks that he wouldn't be surprised to see if we see in the next 12 to 24 months a drawdown with regards to equity markets. I agree, not because I'm not, please, I'm not a doomer here. I'm not trying to call for a crash, but he brought up very valid points, which are basically, the first to market is not always the successful company. There's a lot of companies that want to be the next Amazon, the next Google, whatever it may be. And honestly, the problem that we run into is not all of the ones that are first to the game are going to be winners, right? And I think a lot of us understand that. We see that a lot. There's a lot of huge companies that'll show up and make a lot of noise, and then next thing you know, they're gone or filing for bankruptcy, right? So basically, I do believe that that might happen, but it's not necessarily a crash type AI bubble type pop. What it'll be is, the obvious successors are going to start coming out. We're going to start seeing the bigger companies that are actually turning their business into something profitable or at least something that can be sold so that investors will keep investing into you until you become profitable. Well, that's the kind of action that we want to look for. I'm not, name calling anybody in particular right now. I'm not saying, oh, go buy this or that or X or Y or Z. I just think that we're going to start getting into that kind of, I guess you could say, next part of this AI growth story. We're going to start seeing, well, which one of these were actually, fluffed up in a bubble, a true bubble, because they don't have anything to offer. And then which ones of these are going to be the ones that are going to take over the landscape and possibly even absorb some of the smaller companies in the AI space that might have a good product, but they don't have the backing to continue in the race. And that's all the time we have for this Sunday roll-up. If you want to continue this conversation or have questions for next week's AMA, feel free to join us in the free Discord community. The link's available always at danksy.tech. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you found value in the analysis. And remember, trade to plan, manage your risk, and we'll see you in the next one.